Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the Director of Washington County Conservation, Steve Anderson, about the recent regular meeting of the Washington County Conservation Board.
Well, Steve, it looks like you had a busy meeting on Thursday. Can you give us some of the high points?
Yeah, we had a busy, productive, and good meeting. Some of the high points is the Washington County Conservation Board did approve the TAP grant application for a potential grant to enhance the Kiwash Nature Trail. And they did approve to contribute up to $60,000 of our local funds to make that happen if we get the grant, which matches what the City of Washington did, which makes it a great joint local project. They did approve a bunch of prescribed burn plans for the management of a bunch of our different properties, and then we went through each of our projects and did updates with lots of good things happening.
Could you tell us a little bit about the trail project and why it's important?
Yes. We are working with a number of great other community people, and we're looking at paving the piece of the Kiwash Nature Trail that extends from where it intersects with Highway 1 all the way out to the Crooked Creek Bridge. And then we're also talking about creating a trail spur that goes up across our Willow Pond, goes down along the county farms property line, and goes up to Kirkwood. So those are the two pieces of that, and it's using a TAP grant, which is a federal program, and it's an 80% cost share, so it's exciting. You know, it's an exciting opportunity that doesn't come along very often, so we're certainly trying to grab it.
And so by 80% cost share, where's the 80% come from?
The 80% is actually, like I say, it's the cost share amount, federal funding program. And then the 20%, again, we're contributing up to 60. If the grant happens, we would contribute $60,000 to the City of Washington's, and then we would apply for other grants to get the balance.
Well, how does this trail sort of fit in the big picture with respect to both conservation and recreation in the county?
Yeah, the Kiwash Nature Trail actually extends, is a rail trail conversion. In other words, it used to be an operating railroad, and it was converted into a trail that actually connects the towns of Keota and Washington, hence its name, the Kiwash. And it has, remained pretty popular, and especially on the Washington end. So what this will do by hard surfacing, it'll make it far more accessible for a way wider user base, and of course, it'll make it much more attractive for our local community. Then the spur that's being connected, of course, is for right now is going to go up to Kirkwood, which is the regional education center there, so there's a lot of interest already. And then the dream, at least, or the vision is to eventually have it connect on back into Washington and create a loop trail.
Well, that sounds like it might draw some tourism in. I mean, a nice little bike trail like that.
Yes, it can easily attract some tourism, and probably as important as anything is it serves our current residents very well, and that's something, you know, we're as committed to serving our residents right now as we are to tourism, and it actually fits both very well, but it's especially important for taking care of our Washington County residents right now.
Is it my imagination, or are bike trails and trails like that becoming more important to our communities?
Yeah, you know, one of the things about keeping your quality of life high in a community, you know, there's the apparent benefits for health and vitality, and there's also the attractiveness of a community at that point for business and industry to consider locating there. In other words, I think it makes the entire community more attractive, and there's certainly a value to that in this day and age.
Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners, things that are happening with your board?
We're having a lot of good things happening, like I say, and there's a lot going on. We're breaking into spring. We're getting ready for RAGBRAI like everyone else. We're, you know, all of our projects are in various stages, and of course we're heading into the end of our fiscal year. So, and we've had a great fiscal year. So, you know, a lot of good things happening.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Director of Washington County Conservation, Steve Anderson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.